We are celebrating today the solemnity of the two important pillars of Christianity, Peter and Paul. Peter, the appointed leader of the apostles and the first pope of the church, and Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, the author of a big portion in the books of the New Testament, which also gave us a deep understanding on the early Christian communities. The question that probably arises in our minds is, why do we celebrate them together? Most of the saints, including most of the apostles, are celebrated individually in the liturgy. So why Peter and Paul together? It is because the tradition says that Peter and Paul were martyred not too far from each other. The two also did a lot of evangelizing in the city of Rome. So let's take a look a little bit on these two incredible men closely. They came from a very diverse background, so different from one another. Peter, a fisherman, from a very simple and humble background, an ordinary folk during his time, while Paul was the opposite. Paul came from the top echelon of the Jewish society, very educated and a strict follower of the law. That's why he referred himself as a zealot. Their backgrounds are polar opposites, but they also shared very similar personalities and qualities. They were both strong-willed and very stubborn. You know, if you look at the stories in the Bible, they would experience resisting Jesus so dramatically that they would humbly know who they were for the rest of their lives. And they also both became very passionate about sharing the news about Jesus, and they knew the power of their message came from Jesus. And in Jesus' name, they fought against excluding other people. And in the end, they both died like Jesus under the Roman law. Their martyrdom, inspired the faith of the early church. In the readings today, especially in the second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, one line stood out for me that is often overlooked. It says, "Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to confer with Cephas and remain with him for 15 days. That's one of the references that we get about Paul and Peter coming together or living together. This is an interesting detail about these two men that we are celebrating today. They actually spent time together for 2 weeks. I wonder what they talk about in those 2 weeks, because there were a lot of things that they don't agree with, and they were very vocal about it. But Paul was probably asking Peter, what is it to be like to be taught directly by Jesus and spend time with him? They probably talk about their own weaknesses and misgivings and how they were both not faithful at the beginning, and what changed them to give their lives for the gospel. But one thing is certain, whatever they talk about was powerful enough for them to be convinced to give their lives for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the kingdom of God. The story of Peter and Paul is a story of redemption, is a story of hope, is a story of God's faithfulness. The two were deeply flawed people. Both abandoned Jesus at the beginning. But God shows us through them that God never gives up on us. And there is always hope for each other, for each one of us, no matter what our past is, so long as we are receptive and willing to be transformed by His love and by the grace that He wants to offer to us. And after being transformed, God calls us to participate actively in His mission, to feed His lambs, to tend His sheep, just like what was given to Peter. Saint Paul and Saint Peter, pray for us.